44-year-old Randy Scott is the police chief in Columbia, South Carolina, and he's retiring tomorrow, but not for long. In 2 weeks, he hopes to take a new job as Columbia's police chief. Again. Scott's retiring temporarily so he can start receiving his pension while also receiving his salary. Megan Lytle at the South Carolina Benefit Authority says this is pretty common. She explains how it works with a hypothetical example. Someone retires, and then...
Let's just say it's me. I want my employer to hire me back, but I do have to take a 15-day break. If they hire me back and I return to work, I can earn my salary with my employer and receive my full retirement benefit without any limitations whatsoever.
Lytle says this is all legal, just the employer can't guarantee they'll hire back the retiring person. But on Wednesday, a change goes into effect to stop this kind of double dipping. With a few exceptions, if you go back to work after you retire and you earn more than 10 grand, your pension gets frozen for that year. Lytle says her department is seeing a lot of retirements before that change happens.
From December 1st through today, we have added more than 1,600 annuity applications to our system. Last year this time, it was 625.
In Columbia, the retiring police chief Scott told WLTX-TV that he and a lot of other public safety officials feel like their hand has been forced by the change, and they have no choice but to retire right now or lose a lot of money.
I understand that they had to do something to save the retirement system, but as a 44-year-old man, I'm really saddened that I'm even sitting here talking about retirement.
While Scott's retired the next 2 weeks, Deputy Police Chief Ruben Santiago will take over temporarily. 2 months ago, Fire Chief Aubrey Jenkins also retired for 15 days. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.